Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, and they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father David, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he... In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Then went out to him Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee, and came into the coast of Judea, beyond Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. He withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea. And a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from... And he arose from thence, and cometh into the coast of Judea by the farther side of Jordan. And the people resort unto him again. And as he was wont, he taught them again. But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand, then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. And let... There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them. And all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias the tetrarch of Abilene. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea, and throughout all the region round about. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. He left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart hence, and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. Then after that saith he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth, Parthians, and Medes, and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, in Cappadocia, in Pontus, and Asia. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice, and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, Except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus, but showed first unto them of Damascus and of Jerusalem, and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. And they said unto him, We neither received letters out of Judea concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came showed or spake any harm of thee, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, and to pass by you into Macedonia, and to come again out of Macedonia unto you, and of you to be brought on my way toward Judea, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews,